last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars. Expert corporate finance, tax and M&A services driving your business growth. Visit ForvisMazars.ie.
Hey, welcome back. It is time for the last word in business. We've got Ian Guider back with us from the Business Post. Ian, how are you keeping?
Evening, Will.
This is a story we were only talking in the last hour about student accommodation and the money that can be made around student accommodation as well. Tell us about the 400 student beds and the proposal around a building around the River Dodder here.
Well, this could be a very big development, particularly for students looking to go to UCD, but could it be held up by a planning challenge? So there is an investment company called Bain, which owns the old Smurfit printing mill on the River Dodder on Clonskee in South Dublin, about a kilometre away from UCD. They have lodged a planning application with Dublin City Council to build quite a large accommodation across a number of different blocks that would in total house around 440 student beds across, as I said, five different blocks, up to seven stories tall, so not totally out of kilter with apartment blocks in that area. But there has already been objections lodged in from local residents. Of course, there are people that give out about the density of student accommodation. But one of the interesting objections is to the potential to ruin the biodiversity of the river. And that's coming in from the Dodder Anglers Group. And that's about 1,300 members of that group who fish along the River Dodder in Dublin. I don't particularly know if that spot is where many people go to fish, but they are lodging an objection saying that this type of development could damage the biodiversity of the River Dodder. It's in breach, they claim, of Dublin City's environmental plans and also the EU Habitats Directive. Now, there are, of course, as I said, local residents who complain that this is a gross overdevelopment of this site. This would seem to me, Will, the ideal place you'd actually build student accommodation. It's connected to bus routes into town. It's also connected, as I said, about a kilometre away from UCD. And we do have a big shortage of student accommodation in this country. It's very profitable for some of these companies. They do charge a lot of money and they do tend to have very large developments. There's lots of them in town that have sprung up in recent years. But given the student accommodation crisis and the fears that were said this week with the new rent pressure zones that students could be worse affected for this, you would have thought a big development of this scale on, as I said, a former commercial and industrial site, that this is something that planners would want to give the go ahead. But we have lots of objections going in for it.
Yeah, objections calling it a sensitive site. And yeah, for those who are looking to go to UCD, it's on the 11 bus line, which would seem a very logical place to have it.
It is absolutely a central location. As I said, I've seen lots of applications in recent years for student accommodation across South Dublin for various different colleges, some near up the IADT in Dunleary. You've had objections that it would lead to different types of birds' habitats being ruined. But, you know, we talk in the past that we don't want students living in accommodation that could go to other people who can get on the housing ladder. And yet when you do get purpose-built student accommodation, even if it is expensive, and we do know it is expensive to rent somebody's location in Dublin, that here you have objections coming in for it at a time of a housing crisis.
Tell us about the situation which could affect tens of thousands of customers of bin companies here. Last minute talks are taking place at the moment. What's happening?
Yeah, this is very serious for customers of Bordenamona Waste Recycling. There is a planned strike, a one-day strike due to go ahead at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. And this goes back a number of months and it's a big dispute that I've been covering for the guts of a year now. Bordenamona have sold or are in the process of selling their household and commercial bin collection business to a Killarney-based company. And the issue with this is SIP2 are concerned about the terms and conditions as part of the sale, but they're also raising the wider question, and it's something I've been writing about whether this being the last government-owned or the last state-owned bin collection company, whether this should be sold in the first place. Now, SIP2 have in the past said that they want the government to keep this business in-house. They believe that it is bad, not just for their workers' terms and conditions, but they say that it's bad for the country. And they have got a little bit of support in this, because when this sale was announced a couple of weeks ago or a couple of months ago, the competition is Authority looked at it. They did approve the sale. They said it wouldn't reduce the amount of competition in the market. But the chairman of the Competition Authority wrote a very long piece on the Business Post website about it, saying that competition in the private sector for bin collection hasn't actually led to either cheaper prices or increased competition. So the union are saying that Dara O'Brien, the minister responsible for Bord na Mona, should block this sale. They are having a series of rolling strikes. As I said, that first one due to start tomorrow will be a 24-hour one. Nobody, of course, will want to see that their bins are not being collected. We did see what happened in Birmingham a couple of months ago when the local authority over there was in a dispute with its unions over a pay increase. But this, I think, is a wider sale. But as I said, I've written about this, and normally you'd think somebody from the Business Post like me would be saying, well, let's just privatise everything. But you have to ask yourself out there, has the privatisation from local authorities of waste collection, has it actually worked? Has it led to cheaper prices?
I would say most would say no. Ian Guider is going to be here in the hot seat tomorrow. We'll talk to Ian tomorrow on the show.
The Last Word on Today FM.